Welcome to the Build Direct Blog. Hello, I'm Jonathan Narvey. I'm with the Build Direct Blog, and today I'm talking with Kelly James. She's an interior designer who contributes to the DTTD design blog. The theme is Imagine, Design, Create. Yeah, good to talk with you today, Kelly.
Hi, good to talk with you, Jonathan.
So, today, our topic is taking care of the details, the little details, when it comes to interior design. And when we talk about taking care of the little details to make it all come together, maybe you could explain how this works.
Okay, well, I think when you're designing a room or making over a room, you have your carpet and your sofa and your lamps and all your big items that kind of bring the room together, but it's those little things like the little accessories, the little knickknacks, the little special pieces that are meaningful to you, that they're the pieces that really make your room your own. And they don't have to be expensive. They don't have to be fancy. They don't have to be, you know, anything trendy. It can be, for example, in my living room, I have a few little crystal pieces that were from my mom's crystal collection. So my mom isn't no longer here, but I have these little pieces that were hers that kind of remind me of her and bring her into my home. I know you read the blog post on my blog about painting the edge of your door.
Yeah.
And that's just like a little thing you could do that in. I mean, to paint would take just, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. You have to let it dry in between, but a quick little thing you can do if you have, for example, a black front door and you want to add a little color, you could paint the edge of your door red, blue, just something little that kind of makes it more personal and makes it kind of an expression of you and the things that you like and the things you want around you. That's really what all those little details are about. Well, for me, that's what how I see them. They kind of add that little personal touch.
Absolutely. Well, it's about injecting the personal, but there's more to it, I think. And maybe it comes through when some certain small details are missing, and it's just easy to pick out, oh, you know, this room or this place might look so much better if it just had this one small thing. Maybe you could give us another example or two?
Yeah, that's true. Like, for example, if you have a bookcase, and, you know, you put books on your bookcase, and you might put a little, you know, a few knickknacks on or something, but yeah, you step back and you look at it, and it just, something's either a little out of balance, or there's something missing, or something that just, you can't necessarily identify what it is, but just something that you just know is not quite as good as it could be, and you, you know, try moving things around a little bit more, and take out a piece, shop your house, go through your house, and maybe a piece that's currently in your living room is the perfect piece to put into your bedroom. So again, it's not about, you know, spending a lot of money and going out and shopping for all the trendy things. It's working with what you love and what you have, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And paying attention, I suppose, to things like color, texture. So it's not just the type of object or thing that's missing from the overall design. It's maybe details within the details.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Like every room needs, well, again, this is, you know, my thought on it, but I love color. And to me, every room, you know, to come alive, it should have some color. Texture is great. You can get texture from different fabrics, a throw a blanket on your sofa, even like adding some plants, just anything that brings life into a room. And as you said, like texture, color, it's all, you know, everything kind of comes together to create a great space. So you do need a little bit of, you know, everything. Like, you don't want a white bathroom with white tiles and a white towel and that's it. You know, maybe have like turquoise towels in there, or just something that injects life into it.
What about design for outdoors, like out in the garden?
Oh, there's lots of things you can do outdoors. For example, like terracotta pots, you can buy them inexpensively and just get a can of spray paint, spray paint some pots. If you're a little more artistic, you might want to paint designs onto your pots. You can buy all kinds of pieces that you can put right into your garden, like little stakes with, you know, stained glass at the top. Even some rocks. Just go out and find, you know, some rocks that have interesting shapes, interesting colors. put those in your garden. Interesting pieces of wood. It's just, so, you know, whatever catches your eye and whatever, again, you know, kind of brings your space alive.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time today, Kelly. If our listeners wanted to find out more ideas from you about design, where could they get access to those ideas?
Now, anyone would be welcome to write to me at my email address. It's Kelly at jaxdecor, JAXDECOR.ca. And as you mentioned, I have a blog. It's called DTDD Imagine Design Create. And the address for that is DTDD-IDC.blogspot.ca. And, you know, I love hearing, you know, feedback from people and helping people out. So send me an email, check out my blog. Let me know if you have questions or anything, and I'd be happy to help you out.
Thanks very much for talking with us today, Kelly.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. It was fun.